fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and today is the Solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus. It's a solemn day, but it's a solemn celebration. It's a beautiful day to remember what's at the heart of our life. The Sacred Heart of Jesus is simply a revelation. It's a gift to the church, and the church is responding to really the initiative of the Lord. The 17th century, the Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. Was a humble nun, and she was a member of the Visitation of Our Lady that our Lord chose to reveal himself to and to reveal his Sacred Heart. If you just tuned in today, I mentioned yesterday the Sacred Heart of Jesus. I'm sure most of you, maybe all of you, have seen the picture of Jesus with his physical heart kind of right in front of him in his chest area there. You see the pierced heart of Jesus. And in essence, what this solemnity is all about and why Jesus appeared to St. Margaret Mary was to remind us and to call us to love. See what love the Father has given to us, that we should become children of God. See what sacrifice was made to make it possible for you and me to become children of God. St. Margaret Mary kept a diary of the things that Jesus revealed to her. There's a beautiful, simple section of what he said to her that I mentioned earlier in the week. I want to mention again here. It says, during the octave in preparation for the Solemnity of Corpus Christi, while St. Margaret was close to the choir grate, our Lord appeared to her upon the altar. So she received the grace of the Spirit, a revelation of the wonder and the beauty and the majesty of Jesus. Jesus said to her, behold the heart of God which so loves man and has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify to its love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die, but have everlasting life. Friends, does the world know the cross of Jesus Christ, his death on the cross, on Calvary, is fundamentally an act of love? It's the great act of love that saves the human race. It's the heart of God crying out to a sinful, lost, distracted, proud, arrogant people, calling us to love. He's diagnosing each one of us from that cross. It's so amazing as his heart is revealed, and as St. Margaret Mary saw his heart, that is nothing but love and mercy, purity and kindness, goodness and justice. It's revealed there, and it's revealed perfectly on Calvary. It's that pierced heart, a heart that was pierced for you and for me, so that blood and water that flowed from him could cleanse us and wash us clean. As we look upon the cross of Christ, what gets revealed, ironically, in an amazing way, in this great mystery, is the deep, deep truth about our hearts, about your heart and mine. It's the human heart that crucified God, that silenced love, that sought to destroy the truth about God. Jesus is the perfect physician who from Calvary, friends, is literally diagnosing our heart. And he gives us the antidote there as well. What a miracle. And the antidote is his love to be poured into our hearts so our hearts can be forgiven. We can be cleansed and healed. And we can be made whole and he can set us right. He can work a miracle in us. And Jesus said to St. Margaret Mary, what pains him is that great love that's manifested in his Sacred Heart, the offering, is rarely paid attention to. It's not responded to. People live as if he never died. Friends, Jesus is not just another, we're not talking here another religious figure. We're not just talking about Buddha. We're not just talking about a great historical figure. We're talking about God came. God came. Years ago, when I was about 20 years old, living with a friend of mine, a guy who was baptized as a baby Catholic, but at that time by college life, he wasn't practicing the faith, and I had just gone through a conversion or reversion, whatever you want to say. My faith came alive just prior to that time, and I was hoping to evangelize him and share the gospel with him, the love of the Lord, help him come deeper into his own faith and come out of some problematic things in his own life. And one night we were in our apartment, and I tried throughout the summer to talk to him about faith, he was never interested. And this one particular night, it was an amazing night, a long night, but I just want to tell you one aspect of it. He was under a lot of spiritual attack, and he didn't understand what it was, and he asked me for help. He initiated, and we talked, and he could tell he was being spiritually beaten up by the devil, really, lying to him. And I prayed with him and just asked the Holy Spirit to touch him and asked Jesus to reveal himself to him. And he had this tremendous experience of the Lord just shedding light into his heart. And he saw the love of Jesus on Calvary. And at one point, he fell down on his knees. He was a big old football player, academic All-American at our college. And he got his jams on. And he falls down on his knees right there in the apartment. And he says to me, he turns to me and said, "Peter," first he said, "do you see it? You know, do you see the light? Do you see the importance of the cross?" He said at one point, he said, "do you," just this intensity and passion. He said, "Pete, the cross of Jesus Christ is the center of everything. It's the only thing that matters. Everything is before or after that event. It's that event. It's that person. It's what happened to him. It's him that's the center of everything in the whole universe and all creation." And he was receiving all this grace from the Lord to be able to see it. And I knelt down next to him, and he just started shouting out thanks to God, and he began to weep and weep, and I wept and wept, and both of us just caught a glimpse by the grace of God to the power and the beauty and the majesty and the miracle and the wonder and the mystery of Christ, who literally is the head over all, and all authority belongs to him, and the cross is the place. The cross is the place where we touch that. And I believe, friends, that on this day, when we remember the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the heart of God that so loves man, that so loves each and every one of us, I want to pray that today you would know that love. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, the perfect love between you and your Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, you've poured out upon the earth through his incarnation, life, passion, death, resurrection, ascension, and his outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Pour that love into our hearts. Lord, we ask today for nothing more than a miracle of seeing, of knowing. Lift the veil from our eyes so we can know that love. Give us a love in return. We confess our brokenness, the sinful condition of our hearts in many ways, the little love that we give back. Father, we confess we're lost. We don't see clearly enough. Please work a miracle in us today. Friends, give your hearts to Jesus. Open the eyes of your mind, your spiritual mind and eyes, to see the love that he offers you. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Take away the darkness. Bring down the walls, Lord. Heal the pain. Lord, heal our blindness. Touch our eyes. Come, Holy Spirit. Today at Mass, we're given a beautiful reading from Ephesians chapter 3 from St. Paul. I just want to read slowly in our last few minutes together here. He said, "Brothers and sisters, to me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, Grace is a gift, remember? That's what he means. He says, the gift to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, to be able to speak about Jesus and all the riches that are found in him, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery hidden from ages past in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the principalities and authorities in the heavens. Even the angels, friends, didn't know all that God was revealing in Jesus Christ and God's plan for the human race and how he has dignified us and how he has raised us up because Jesus Christ has become one of us and he's given us a sure destiny, an eternal destiny of life with him. And this is the mystery of God's plan, that in the incarnation of Jesus, his son, that he would die on a cross for us and destroy sin and death and the power of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and he would begin an entirely new creation that would be destined and bound for glory. St. Paul said, this was according to the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. I love that, boldness. We have boldness of speech. We can talk to God. We're sons and daughters of God. We can enter the holy place. We can be with the Father and have confidence of access. We have access. Again, we've been talking all week about the sacrifice of Jesus, Jesus the high priest, like the Old Testament high priest who had access to the Holy of Holies. He was the only one, but that in itself was only a figure, a foreshadowing of the real holy place in the presence of God that no human being could enter into without dying because of God's holiness. And Jesus Christ, literally, because of his gift to us of the Spirit and his cleansing and transforming presence in our lives, he has given us a share in his access to the Father. We can go home. We can find our home. We can see and experience our Father. And who's our Father, friends? Let's listen to St. Margaret Mary. The words of Jesus to her, behold the heart of God that so loves man, that so loves you. Behold the heart that so loves you. God is love. So Paul says, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, in the inner self. May Paul's prayer be fulfilled to you in you today, that you would be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, in your heart, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you rooted and grounded in love may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's your destiny, to be filled with the fullness of God. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts and fill us with the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, don't forget to tune in to Crossing the Goal this Sunday night at 6:30 p.m., again, 6:30 a.m. on Monday morning, and then 10 o'clock on Thursday. Friends, let's open our hearts and allow our heart to touch the sacred heart of Jesus Christ. Friends, behold the love of God that so loves you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.